Well, following a two-year absence, there is going to be a much welcome celebration on the Bluff. University of Portland has just announced it plans to return to in-person commencement ceremonies this spring. Joining Montra Day Radio this morning with the details is the Director of Public Affairs for the University of Portland, Dan Christofferson. Dan, great to have you on again.
Hey, great to be here. And you're talking about commencement ceremonies coming up the weekend of April 30th and May 1st at the university. And it makes me think brighter days are ahead, and maybe we'll get that 80-degree mark in early May.
I think Brenda was jumping the gun a little bit on that. But, yeah, I would certainly like to see that for commencement. Hey, you know, before we talk commencement, too, I wanted to give a shout-out to the University of Portland, both the men's and women's basketball teams. They had great seasons, both made it into postseason tournament play. And in fact, the men are still playing in the basketball classic. They beat New Orleans in the first round at the Child Center. I have yet to see who their second round opponent is going to be, but still great season for both of the teams.
Yeah, it's looking like sounds like from our athletic director, they're going to play the winner of UTEP and Southern Utah, who play tonight in the next round. But I was there on Saturday, and I still had to pinch myself or just kind of remind myself that Saturday's win in the basketball classic was the first postseason win in Portland men's basketball history.
Wow.
As a Division I program, which I think occurred in the late 50s, like 1959. But, you know, I went here to the university in the 80s. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know you were on campus for many years. Did you know that they had never won a postseason game?
I did not know.
Now, back in the day, yeah, there weren't that many postseason games back in the day. Now there are a lot more tournaments. But how about that?
Yeah.
What an accomplishment.
Yeah, and then the women, too, had a 20-win season. Michael Meek mm-hmm. doing just a fabulous job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 20 wins for the second time in 3 years, and played Oregon State pretty tough there in the WNIT, and we're just really proud of both programs, again, both making the postseason. Things are happening over here. If you didn't get a chance to make it out this year, definitely make your plans for next year, because it's only going to keep getting better.
And a baseball game this afternoon. Seattle Redhawks, going to be a beautiful afternoon, so you can get up to Joe Etzel Field. The Pilot baseball team off to a great start as well. They're, I think, 14-5 on the season, so lots of great stuff. But let's talk about commencement. So it's wonderful back in person. So there's actually two commencements that are going to take place.
Right, exactly. Actually, we actually have three ceremonies over two days. So because we hadn't had an in-person commencement due to COVID, obviously, and the pandemic, since 2019, I feel like maybe we just had to do it even bigger this year, right? But what we're doing is we're having a commencement ceremony on Saturday the 30th, where we're going to have a commencement for the School of Nursing, awesome program here at the university. They always had their pinning ceremony, but we're going to have that commencement ceremony on the 30th. And then on Sunday, because we have such big classes and everybody's so excited and people want to be there and families, we're going to have two commencement ceremonies on Sunday. So we're going to have the business school and the engineering school graduate at 10 in the morning, and then the College of Arts and Sciences and Education schools graduate at 2. So, it's going to be a real big weekend. And, you know, after everything we've all been through, I think the university community is just really excited to get back together and celebrate the culmination of all the hard work and effort that these students put in by being in person. You know what it's like to graduate in person, and it was taken away the last couple of years, and so this is something special for our graduates.
Yeah, and not only for the graduates, too, but just for friends and family to be able to be there and see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think that we're all looking for reasons to celebrate now, so this will be something that we can do as a community. And, of course, later in the summer when we get together for alumni, our classes of 20 and 21 are now alumni, and we're going to honor them as well here in the summertime. So, it's just a matter of really looking at these last few years and saying, hey, let's move on, and we can't wait for this ceremony on the 30th and May 1st. And I don't know if you saw that we have quite a commencement speaker, too, coming up.
It's going to be wonderful. Again, speaking with Dan Christofferson, Public Affairs Director at the University of Portland, talking about in-person commencement back on the Bluff this spring. So, yeah, tell us about the commencement speaker. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, Kunal Nayyar, who, of course, was Raj in the Big Bang Theory. Get that straight. Yep. Kunal is going to be our commencement speaker. A lot of people might not know that Kunal is a University of Portland alum. Graduated in 2003, and of course went on to star in The Big Bang Theory for like 12 years up till 2019. And the great thing about Kunal, he's a great young man, and I say young man, you know, he's been a graduate for like 19 years now.
Right.
but he's younger than me.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kunal earned a business degree here at the University of Portland. So he was a business major, but he tried out acting, loved it, was good at it, obviously, went on to star in several productions here on campus. And next thing you know, a handful of years later, he's starring, you know, on the small screen in that sitcom, in that award-winning sitcom. So we're very proud of him, and I think it's just a testament to somebody who followed his dreams and his passions, came here to earn a business degree. And I think that, you know, his graduation message that he'll be sharing with the newest class of graduates is a good one, because that's what it's all about. I don't know about you, David. You probably wanted to do exactly what you're doing right now. But I wanted to do what I ended up doing. But a lot of young people, I mean, you may go for a business degree.
Yeah.
But the thing about the University of Portland is, you know, you try out so many different things. You're exposed to so many different experiences and educational opportunities. And this is a good example of somebody who went to, you know, to get his business degree, but found acting, and then next thing you know, he's a major star. So we're excited to see him return to the Portland community and share that with us.
Well, my advisors looked at my math scores, Dan, and said, you may want to try a career in radio.
You've got perfect math scores for radio.
That's exactly right. Well, that is going to be great. What a fun commencement that is going to be. And again, remind folks of the dates.
Yeah, so Saturday, April 30th, we're going to honor our Air Force and Army ROTCs with commissioning ceremony. Then we'll have the School of Nursing. And then Sunday, May 1st, we'll graduate all of our other schools, business, engineering, College of Arts and Sciences, and education. We have a special commencement speaker for the nursing program, Marla Salmon. Dr. Marla Salmon from University of Washington. She's the former dean of the UW Nursing School. So she'll be sharing her wisdom with graduating nursing students who, of course, are going into maybe a new world of healthcare, right?
Yeah.
So that'll be an important ceremony as well, and we'll, of course, honor several folks who are receiving honorary doctorates. Our Christus Magister Medal, which is our highest honor, is going to Thomas Landy. He's the director of the Reverend Michael C. McFarland Center for Religion, Ethics, and Culture at the College of Holy Cross. So he'll be receiving a very special award. And anyway, it's just going to be a great weekend here on the Bluff.
That is fantastic. Dan Christofferson, Public Affairs Director at the University of Portland, with big commencement ceremonies coming up this spring. Dan, always great to talk with you, catch up with you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, David, nice to talk to you too, and have a real great day.
You as well.